The following is a presentation by YSN, your sports network.
Give me a water. Water.
Oh. All right, Potter fans, we are back in action here after a ridiculously long layoff. It feels like it's a brand new season. New season. Joined again tonight by Anson Wiggin. Wiggin, tonight we got the Potters 7-3. We took a short drive across the Chester Bridge, which I got a story for that for you, the Chester Bridge later. But the we drive across the Chester Bridge, two 7-3 teams, two teams playing good basketball. The Potters, however, been laid off for 13 days since the Buckeye local game, so it's a long, long layoff. The surprising thing, O Glenn started the season 1-4, lost three out of their first four, and have been on a night hot streak since then, winning six out of their last six since their last loss. One of the wins, Wiggin, you're going to be surprised to hear this, against Steubenville Catholic Central. O Glenn beat Catholic Central here at O Glenn by four, and we know we did that game as the first game we did at the beginning of the year. Catholic Central's guards, very, very impressive. Some of the best guards we've seen all year. So I feel like out of rhythm, out of sync. It's been a long time since we've done done a basketball game together, but here we are, 10 minutes to go until tip-off in two 7-3 teams.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back into the flow. It's been what is this, the 19th? It's been since the holiday tournament. Was my last action, I believe.
Yeah.
Because I did miss the Buckeye game due to 8th grade scheduling a game on the same evening, whether that was a makeup date or not, I can't remember.
Yeah, we did not go live from Buckeye Local. We weren't sure down there, remember, if we'd have cell phone service down there in the sticks. But
I missed the Creek game, the Indian Creek game.
Yeah. So it's been 15 days for me, and it's been about 18 for you. So, yeah, hopefully we can get back in the groove here. And
I was during the reserve game there. Towards the end, I was in the hallway with Coach Conley, Coach Miller, and the Potters, who were anxious to get out on the court. And I was joking around a little bit with Coach Conley that I hadn't seen him since last basketball season. And he said, try having two straight weeks worth of practice with a bunch of 15 and 16 and 17-year-olds. Doesn't work so well, and Trayshawn kind of gave me a little bit of a wry smile because he must be the perpetuator of all trouble when you have to practice two straight weeks with no game action. So I know they're anxious to get back on the court, very eager. They're very anxious to get back out there and hopefully get the rust knocked off real quick in the first 2 minutes of action because want to see a competitive game. Both teams are 7-3. The Cross River rivalry, maybe not as much. Back when I was in school, I know we were very close to a lot of the kids that went to Oakland. I don't know if that still stands true today, but nonetheless, when it's that short of a drive, you want to go home with the bragging rights. So
I talked to a few Oakland people here. I was sitting down here at the scores table for the JV game, and a lot of people said, you know, something about East Liverpool when, you know, Oakland plays good basketball, but every time East Liverpool comes here or Oakland goes there, they say that their kids get nervous because they're playing East Liverpool in basketball. So I think, you know, there's still the prestige that surrounds our basketball program, you know, still must linger here in Oakland because I'm sure in your day you gave them a lot of whooping.
We did give them some whooping. And then for a long time, it was a very one-sided affair, I would say, and then, Liverpool went on a little bit of a downturn. Oakland went on a little bit of an upturn. And it seems to be, should be a competitive game tonight. But it is hard. Sometimes it is hard to beat the Yankees because you can't see past the stripes. And that's what the Potters bring to the gymnasium sometimes. Especially when you're in the Potter Fieldhouse because you're not only playing the blue and white, the tradition, playing in, when you go to Cameron, an indoor facility or a field house and play Duke Blue Devils, even when they're down, you still feel like you're the underdog. Because of the prestige the program brings to the table. But tonight, we're in the Bear Den. That's what I would call it if I was an Oakland administrator. But we're in the Bear Den. It's an old school style gym with a little bit of arena football type padding keeping us from the stands.
We need that at the field house, actually.
I like that.
I do like it a lot. I do like that.
I actually forgot how small
that this gymnasium was. I knew it had two-sided seating, but I felt like it went up much higher. So
it's going to feel like a big crowd.
I thought we would have the best game on YSN. It still might be the best game when it's all said and done. But tonight, South Range is undefeated. They're at home against LeBray, who is also undefeated. DJ Yokley is on the call for YSN there. That's actually on Facebook Live, so you can watch that after the fact. Two really, really good basketball teams. I know we scrimmaged South Range at the Fieldhouse and somewhere else during the summer, and they didn't have their football players, which went to the state Final Four and still pretty much had their way with the Potters. So very, very good South Range basketball team taking on undefeated LeBray tonight. Anxious to see how that turns out for South Range.
Yeah, we'll have to keep tabs on that during the action here. I really didn't. I got caught up a little bit of work, busier than I anticipated too, so I didn't even get to look at the local slate of games, because I know a lot of schools are coming off of some of these big layoffs as they're trying to get some of the makeup games scheduled. So we'll have to check in from the out-of-town scoreboard
also
at halftime and see what's cooking around the area.
For all you wrestling fans out there, the OVAC wrestling tournament is this weekend as well. And the last I heard, the Potters are sitting in fourth overall and would be 4A at the OVAC wrestling tournament, with a couple wrestlers still to not lose. And tomorrow night on WCOV9, you can watch the finals of the OVAC wrestling tournament. So,
yeah, following on Facebook, I know we do have some very strong wrestlers within the program that have come all the way up and look to have some continued success. So good luck to those guys as they're down there this weekend. I was unaware it was already that time of the year.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we've been hibernating about 20 days. This is how bad it is. I've seen Friends before. I've watched six seasons of Friends.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
crazy.
We've done a lot of video games from Christmas. We've built a replica Heinz Field out of Legos. We've built Buckeye helmet out of Legos. We've spent a lot of time doing some mindless activities as the negative weather.
Well, at least
you've been outside.
You've been artsy a little bit, you know what I mean? You're not just sitting there flipping through episodes of Friends from
on
the 90s, you know what I mean? Go on the couch.
Yeah, exactly. Go on the couch. Watching the beloved Steelers go down.
Let's talk about that. We got 4 minutes. Let's talk about the Steelers. First of all, we know we're both happy Todd Haley is gone.
Next,
right? Yeah. I feel like a Browns fan.
Everybody's coming back.
Yeah.
I hated him really for 3 days until they got a new OC. Ben says he's coming back. Hayden wants unfinished business. Bell, I'm not sure where he stands on the whole issue about his contract.
You got to pay the man.
But they already got me excited.
You got to pay the man, right?
You got to pay him.
You got to pay the man. Not only is he an elite running back, he doubles as an elite receiver. He made that catch in the end zone in the AFC divisional game that most wide receivers aren't going to make. So you got to pay the man. Give the man his money.
Lock him up for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, and he'll be done. He'll be done, but you know what I mean? He'll be washed up.
Ben said that he's got 2 years left and he's done. So you know you're going to have some free up money. Structure it. Structure it somehow.
Yeah.
Don't make him retire by franchise tagging him.
Got to replace Shazier. You know, that hurt, losing Shazier.
Good
to see him back there, hit the game, at least with his teammates there. Shit, the 412 Shalib shirt.
But very frustrating.
Oh, very frustrating.
The most frustrating statement out of the entire weekend, I believe, was when Ben said that he didn't have the latitude to audible into a quarterback keeper. Not in the playbook.
Right. Well, it should be. He's 6'4".
You don't need it in the playbook. But you follow the Castro, you follow Pouncey.
Hey, Pouncey.
You follow.
I'm going to touch your butt.
I need a yard.
Yeah, you're going to give me the ball, and I'm going to go straight up the gut behind you. It ain't even in the yard. They need inches.
Right. Right.
It's not like Ben's a little guy.
Or just give it to Bell straight ahead, and he gets it. He'll get it. Don't run wide. Don't throw the pass. All questions I know that Steeler fans are going to be haunted with for about 8 months. I don't really even want to watch football this weekend.
Well,
I get cheated and then I get mad and then I don't watch.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, hats off to the Jaguars for showing up for that game.
Sure.
Because everybody in the country counted them out after the terrible Blake Bortles performance the week before against Buffalo, which they squeaked away with a 7-3 or 10-3 victory, whatever it was. But did they go into Foxborough and beat New England? The NFL's holding their breath praying that Jacksonville doesn't do that because, you know, they want, I would imagine at this point, they want Minnesota and New Orleans. They want Minnesota hosting this, or not New Orleans, Minnesota and New England. They want Minnesota hosting this Super Bowl, first time ever, home field for a team to go Super Bowl, which I like Minnesota.
Yeah,
I like defensively. Case Keenum's a good game manager. Two good receivers in Thielen and Diggs, and then they got a two-back package with Murray and McKinnon, the pass catcher out of the backfield. They're a dangerous team.
I think the only people that felt worse than us was the Saints fans.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. Made you feel better, right? Didn't make you feel it. Well, I mean,
here's what it did. I left. We had baseball practice, so we left. We went to baseball practice. I said, it's hockey season. I'm done with football. I ain't watched the playoffs. We come home. Andre says, well, hey, let's turn on the Vikings-Saints game. Drew Brees, he's a good guy. Let's root for him in the Super Bowl. He goes down, scores.
Oh,
and I'm like, okay, let's root for the Saints. Then I knew I was snake-bitten after that play transpired. And I said, whoever we root for is just going to lose this weekend. So call it a day.
All right, let's take
a short break here.
National Anthem, we will leave the microphones live. And you can listen in. We'll be right back. Well, I tell you what,
that's the first.
That's the first. I was took the words out of my mouth.
I like first.
Yeah, I like
that
first too.
First.
But that was the first. The scoreboard controller here
is
the Oak Glen Bears Den. We'll call it, I guess. Sung the national anthem. He did a fine job. So
you over under? He was under because that was quick.
That was quick. Yeah. For all you Super Bowl prop bet junkies out there, that would have been an under national anthem. So.
I remember that next year when we come over here.
So, a little change in the starting lineup for the Potters out of the long break. Browning, Roach, O'Hara, Jackson, and Peyton Breed. The Grant. As you call it, the Grant.
He's got a little winter beard going.
He does got a winter beard.
Yeah.
The grit beard.
He just looks even grittier and grimier tonight. Ready to get down and dirty. So what was the lineup now?
It was Roach, Jackson, O'Hara, Browning, and Reed.
And I saw before the game Levi George got injured in practice. I missed that.
A broken hand.
Yeah. They think it's broke. He's got to go back and get it off in a week or two and then get it looked at, and then he may be back in action. He may not be back in action. big country.
For O'Glenn, number 3, Wyatt Wiley, the starter. Sean Smith, number 10, the senior, Chris Kulkowski. Senior, Marcus Poling. Big country, number 30, Ethan Travis. He had a heck of a game at Liverpool on the football field. Remember all the deep passes they threw to him? He's a big kid. He's slimmed down since last year, too. He's not as big country, but
he's a little gross spurt. Slimmed down. I felt like he wore had goggles on last year.
I think you're right. He might have. He might have. So, here we go. First or second, you call it.
I'll take second.
All right.
You can have first.
Hey, I'm going to say it. He's going to be mad at me for this. Coach Conley, 99 wins. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
O'Glenn controls the tip to the senior Kulkowski. Liverpool comes out in a, looks like a 1-2-2 zone. Pass over to Smith.
Browning in the top of the zone.
Yeah.
Ooh, out front.
O'Hara moves down. Oh, Browning misses a steal inside the Poling with a little floater in the lane. The bucket's good. O'Glenn.
Browning had a chance at the steal there, just wasn't quick enough on the reaction time. And O'Glenn come out man-to-man.
Man-to-man. I think the Potters are going to see a lot of man-to-man moving forward. Jackson gets the handoff from Roche.
The book is out.
Closely by Poling. Jackson's going to get to the baseline. Could have kept going there. You're right. O'Hara in the middle. Good pass to Reed. Reed inside to Browning.
Out of bounds.
Browning loses it into the hands of Travis.
But Travis on the baseline.
On the baseline.
Trayshawn's got to recognize there when he's getting rode on when he's got the guy beat by the step, go ahead and take him to the hoop. The guy can do nothing but foul him at that point.
Liverpool inbounds there. Kulkowski knocks it back out of bounds. Still State Potter ball. 7:12 to go. Potter's down 2-0. Inbound to Reed. Over to Roach. Good ball movement by the Potters. Jackson.
Coach Conley screaming out for the offense to be ran.
2. Reed, top of the key. Ooh, missed a cutting O'Hara backdoor. Here's Peyton Reed. Nice little move in the lane. Floater up.
Doesn't get the roll.
Travis off the Browning tip, and here comes O'Glenn. Kulkowski over to Smith.
A little.
Smith left side in the corner. 3. No good.
Come on.
Rebound by Poling. Poling back out to Smith. He's going to take it to the lane. Nice floater off the glass. Looking good.
Browning right there. I thought Browning was going to step up and take the charge. At the last minute, he bailed out. He didn't trust himself, but I think he was in good position. Potters are down 4.
Nice crossover by Jackson at the top of the key. He signed a Browning handoff back to Jackson. Nice pick. Trayshawn, floater. No good.
The push.
There. Yeah, push off by Poling. Here comes O'Glenn. Kulkowski for 3 in the corner. That's long, but there's big country. Big physical inside. 1 rebound, 2 rebounds, shots up and good, and it's 6-0 O'Glenn with 6-1 to go in the first quarter. Give the Potters a few minutes to get their feet back under them here.
Got to go ahead and take that to the hole there.
O'Hara, right side. Back to Tomic, Peter Browning. Trayshawn for 3, long.
Oh,
no good.
Was watching the rebound.
Here comes Poling to the lane. Floater. Oh, nice try by Reed.
He set up, but he just set up too deep. He set up good. He was under the hoop.
5:38 to go. O'Glenn, ain't nothing.
They're probably not happy about something.
He's telling the ref about something he saw that he didn't like. And it had to be something down here. Yeah, Peyton Reed a little too far under the hoop there to take the charge. But we know he had to try.
He had the right idea, but he just trailed the guy down the court too far before he decided to turn around and set up shop. That was it. Potters are going to come out here and answer down 8-0. Don't want to get down the dreaded double digits this early in the game. O'Glenn comes out a little more physical than the Potters so far.
You got big country inside, you know.
I mean, even the guards have come out and checked all of our penetration.
Jackson.
We're going to have to step up and accept it.
Oh, that was cut by O'Hara.
Out of the timeout. A good set.
There we
called
go.
Called by Coach Andy Miller. 2 claps and a Ric Flair for that. Get us 8-2, 5-17.
Like the wrestling reference. Oh, Glenn's going to, one man's going to break the press. And here's Browning with a block, but number 24, Poling, gets it in for the rebound. 10-2, O'Glenn, 5:04 to go, first quarter. Peyton Reed, corner, dribble drive, nice move.
Yeah, good take.
Good take. He's going to be fouled by Wyatt Wiley.
There's just a recognition of once you get that far into the lane, go ahead and challenge the hoop. The guy really, he's out of position. You know, at that point, he's out of position. He either has to foul you or try to block your shot. Sometimes he will block your shot, but in that case, he got a little bit of the arm, and Reed will shoot two. First free throws up, and it is short off the front iron. 4:59, 10-2. Oakland, same game, first whistle of the game so far.
Foul shots ought to be better tonight, hopefully. We had a lot of practice shooting foul shots, I'm sure.
Second free throw up and good.
Potters down 7, 4:59 to go. Oakland will inbound. Potters in a 2-2-1 press here. Here we go. Smith, good tip ball. Look at the ball movement by Oakland.
Our guards coming back down the backside got caught watching the play. They thought they had a steal instead of stealing off the backside. That's where you get the good backside steal. And it's 12-3 Potters.
So, I wish it was 12-3 O'Glenn. 4:30 there. Go first quarter. Potters set it up here. Right side, Jackson.
Take him.
Dribble drive, picks up his dribble, nobody home. Good look inside to Browning. And it's going to be stripped away. Wow, a lot of contact there. But it'll be O'Glenn ball. Number 12, Jarrett Giddings. No, I'm sorry. Yep. That's not Jarrett Giddings, because Jarrett Giddings played a reserve game. And that's definitely not him. So here we go. Kolkowski, dribble drive. Nice move in the lane. A little out of control. Rebound by Reed. Kolkowski, good quick first step, though. O'Hara for three. The air part.
He caught that in good rhythm. Yep. He got a nice pass. Hey, the pass is 80% of the effort right there. Set him up perfectly, and he walked right into it.
In stride.
They
got to
check it up on the defensive end right here.
Good pressure by Gabe Roach. There we go. There's Smith for three.
He'll take that shot.
Long, and that's going to be Potter ball. Good hustle there by Travis for O'Glenn.
I'm pretty sure the Potters will live with that shot.
Oh, yeah, like you said.
To get back into the
good
game.
Good pass, and he ran one step, and he was right there, ready to go. So, Potters cut it to 6, 3:44 to go. Jackson, right side, guarded by Poling. Picks up his dribble, gets it to Reed. Green in the lane, good move. And there's Browning, high percentage shot right there.
Good looking shot again, in rhythm. That's a tough little 8-footer to hit on the baseline with nothing behind you, and he dropped it in. Nothing but the bottom. 12-8 Bears. Potters are back in this ballgame. 3:23.
There's the airport. Reedy gets away with a walk there, but a nice move.
Little body control. The Potter faithful are up, making some noise. They didn't make the trip for nothing. It's a game of runs, and the Potters are back in it. 12-10, they trail with 3:13. So the first 2 minutes belong to the Bears, 8 quick points. The next 2 minutes belong to the Potters.
I mean, it's a game of runs, right?
A game of runs.
Like the blackjack I played last night. A game of runs. 12-10, Oakland, 3:13 to go. First quarter, we'll stay with you.
I got to imagine that the theme in the Oakland huddle there was the same as it was in the Potter huddle the first break. The defensive effort went away for the Bears quickly, and they wanted them to get back at it on the defensive end, not necessarily the offensive end, and I did hear him throw in something about shot selection, so he must not have been too pleased with the 38-footer that was put up on the last trip down from the Bears. But the Potters are going to come out. They're not going to press out of the dead ball. They're going to just go ahead and set up in a man-to-man.
Kolkowski.
1-3-1, maybe.
With the ball for O'Glenn, top of the key, gets their right side to Smith.
Nope. Straight man-to-man.
Straight man-to-man. Oh, good hands by Jackson. Roach had his back turned. Smith trapped. Nice pass. And it's good. Around the rim a few times.
It touched every bit of iron there was.
I know that's not Jarrett Giddings, but number 12 for O'Glenn with the bucket, and it's 14-10, 2:45 to go. Jackson, top of the key. O'Hara, hand off to Jackson. Look at the backdoor cut, nobody home. Back to Roach, right side. Roach, dribble drive. Jackson, in the Browning.
Giddings.
Browning, guarded closely.
It is getting.
Peyton Reed for three, and here comes Kolkowski. Boy, he runs the floor well. Quick.
Yeah, he is fast. We said a little bit about a control on the first time he touched the ball. Berry looked like lightning quick.
Jackson, crossover. Nobody home. Good defense by the Bears. Gets it to Roach. Roach quiet here so far in the first quarter. Good ball movement by the Potters. Jackson looking for the three. Inside look to Browning. Nice move. Get him off his feet. Big country with a big block. And here comes the Bears. Smith to the lane. O'Hara backside had a hand on it.
Get him off. When he gets him off his feet next time, he needs to go in there and get a little bit of the contact. I think he would have got the call.
Another block by Big Country. All ball. Browning with a good spin move.
Yeah, it was a good move.
There's the airport, O'Hara. Tips it out of bounds. It'll be Oak Glen ball. Game of runs. Here we go. Wigan 18-10, Oak Glen. Minute 30 to go, first quarter. Big Country. Ethan Travis, he's going to check out of the game with a bloody nose.
They ran three subs in, one probably not scheduled.
Kolkowski, dribble drive, nobody home. There's O'Hara. Going to get him with a foul. I've seen two of these three officials here before. Not here, but I've seen them around.
Yeah, the far official here, DeSantis, is a local Allstate agent in East Liverpool. He's my insurance guy. We saw him at Catholic Central. He was there early in the season.
You're right.
The other two guys,
I'm not
sure where they are. I know they're out of the West Virginia Association for sure.
Bears turn it over. Potter ball, 106 to go, first quarter. Torman checks in again. Nice pass. Torman to Roach. Roach with a battle. That's going to be a foul on Kolkowski.
There's goggles. Alex.
Staub. Alex Staub.
Yep, I knew one of them. He's big, too.
Big Alex.
Jeez. Maybe he was Big Country and Travis. No, Travis definitely was last year.
Oh, nice job. That's going to be a foul on Staub.
Two quick ones on him. I believe both. I feel like both calls were on him.
So Browning will go to the line for the Potters. Down 8 with 58 seconds to go in the first quarter.
42. They called that on 42. The first one must not have been on 42.
Kolkowski. The first one was on Kolkowski on the floor, yeah. Bears giving everybody a rest here to end the first quarter. Browning's first shot was up and good. Second shot up and good.
Free throws are important, especially after a big layoff, like you said, 18-12 Potter's Trail.
Browning will get a
free throw. A minute left. It'd be nice to get a turnover here, come down. Get Trey Sean Jackson in rhythm and get a shot off. So far, they've been able to jam him up and not let him penetrate.
Kolkowski with the ball for the Bears. Left side to Smith. Potters with a trap.
Oh, there it is.
Long arm to O'Hara. Roach went for the steal and missed it. Kolkowski, nice pass inside. I'm not sure that's a foul. They're going to call a foul.
A lot of ball.
All ball.
He said all ball.
Yeah.
Finally did. Terrible call, all ball.
Well, actually, I think the same official just called the foul down here, which looked to be a good, clean block by Staub.
Uh-huh.
Did he make that?
He don't like blocks.
He
no, that was short. So it's still a 6-point differential, 43 ticks left on the clock.
Second one's up and good. And here come the Potters, 42 seconds to go. 19-12, Oakland, 7-point lead. Roach to the lane. A little hand checking there by Kolkowski. Into Woodyard. Woodyard back to Torma. Torma, crossover. Into the corner. Two.
Trayshawn.
Torma for three. Long.
Follow it.
Dog. Roach with a steal. Take it all the way. Good move. Floater in the lane. Long. Staub with the rebound for Oak Glen. Long off the glass there by Roach. Here comes Smith. 7 seconds to go. Jackson on the floor. Staub. O'Hara. 5-4-3-2. And that's it. That's the end of the first quarter.
19-12 Bears at the end of one.
Folks, we are going to take a quick timeout here. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back for the second quarter. Otters down 7, 19-12.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
All right, folks.
We're back to start the second quarter. 19-12, down 7. Wait, what was said in the putter huddle there?
I don't know. I was yapping in your ear about what I would be saying in the putter huddle, but I'm sure Coach Conley is telling them, listen, you got down 8 quick, you fought back, and you gave back the lead, so it's still a 7-point deficit. You got to come out and be stronger with the basketball, because when we've got inside, we've missed badly. We've got a few shots blocked. We haven't really got too many quality looks other than Browning and O'Hara on their two buckets.
Oh, nice pass by Torma across the court, across the court there to Woodyard. Woodyard with a floater long.
The size of Travis just changed Woodyard's shot again, and therefore we're one and done, no rebound.
Big present. There's Jarrett Giddings for three for Oak Glen. Just like that, they're back up 10, 22 to 12. Woodyard right side to O'Hare in the corner. Back to Woodyard. Inside to Roach. Kolkowski all over Dave Roach tonight. Torma. Carry. Yeah, I was going to say you got
away with that. I thought maybe he just hesitated on top of it. I didn't think he actually carried it, but.
Peyton Reed will check in for Torma. Torma, Woodyard, Roach, Jackson, O'Hara on the floor for the Potters. Kolkowski gets the inbound pass from Smith, 22-12, 7:05 to go. Smith, left side, guarded by Roach. Good look inside to pulling off the glass.
There.
No good. Rebound by Smith to the lane, floater. Another rebound out. Rebound in the Potters here. Kolkowski from way downtown, no good. Jeez, big country.
No foul there.
Body.
Whew. You got to call something. Even if it's on Trayshawn there.
Guess what?
Contact,
Coach Conley's seen enough moments checking in here. Kick there by Travis. Going to stay Potter ball.
The moment's going to come in for probably Browning.
For Woodyard.
For Woodyard. Maybe give a little bit of a more physical presence. Also, okay, Browning and Woodyard are both on the bench. I didn't see Reed sneak back in the game.
Inbound play. O'Hara to Jackson. Back to the corner. Jackson going to pull up for three. Got it.
Nothing but
the net.
Bottom.
Trigger Trey. 24-15. They cut it to 9.
So he was in rhythm there. Maybe that'll spark the defense a little bit. I know. We'll get good ball pressure there by O'Hara. Yeah,
great pressure by O'Hara.
Sticking with the offense. And they're going to look. Oh, gets away with a little bit of a travel there.
Getting.
What they're looking to do is they look to get into the corner and run a dive right to the block on the back side of that kind of a, well.
There it is.
It's man-to-man now. I thought we were in a zone.
Good hands by Jackson.
Let me jump out into a man-to-man.
You can fire him.
Almost dare him to take that shot. And that's the rebound Gabe Roach has to get for the Potters to be successful.
Roach got up. Jackson's going to try another three. No good. Good positioning there by Travis. And Oakland comes down with the rebound. And here comes Smith. Left side to Travis.
Moman just couldn't get away from him there.
Good pressure. Moman gets away with the foul there.
Yeah, they definitely are letting the players get up in their face tonight with a lot of hand checks, both ends.
Travis out top. Left side to Smith. There's Kolkowski. He's going to fire way downtown. And you close the bank at 5 o'clock. But it's open here at Oakland. It's Kolkowski, three-pointer off the glass. It's good. 27-15, Potter's down 12. Jackson, left side. Looks to pull up. Good defense there by Poling. All over Jackson. Gets it to Reed. Reed, inside. Oh, and Travis sends it again into the stands.
Really, really good knack of blocking shots. You know, he sees where you're going to put the ball before you even put it up there.
He's a big kid.
Someone's got to give him a head fake and get under him one time.
Get him in foul trouble.
Yep.
Jackson on the floor.
Some good work.
Gets it out to Reedy. Reedy for three. That's long. Bowman battles inside with Travis, but Travis is cleaning up tonight on the boards for Oak Glen. Here comes Kulkowski. Over left side to Poling. Look at this. Good hands by Gabe Roach.
He was real weak.
Real weak. Get out and go. Oh, nice look. Nice. Hey, I like the pass, but yeah, go up strong, finish. He had the lane.
Those two guys there, Roach, young man, you're going to out-leap him every time. I do like the pass, but when you're back on that.
Banks open. He even said it. Kulkowski just told him.
We'll take it any way we can get it.
Reedy makes his first foul shot. So Potter's only one miss from the foul line so far tonight. It's going to be important in this game. 27-16. We go inside the moment right here and try to create some foul issues for Big Country Ethan Travis, or you think Ethan?
I like Moment and I like the size, but I don't know that he has the refined skills yet to dupe Travis into a silly foul, because Travis just stands there and he bodies you up and he waits on you to make your move. And then he gets your shot up at the top.
Travis, hand off to Kulkowski. Kulkowski is
lightning quick, but almost too fast. He's out of control, borderline. But he's so quick. Here's a good look from the corner. Go in.
No good. There's Peyton Reed. Thought he had the foul. No good. He's getting just traveling all over the place. They bail him out. I mean, it was like the sock hop down there. He was dancing.
Looked like he got away with a travel before the foul, but the foul goes on Moment, his first, team's third. 358, 27, 17, Potter's trail.
They're letting him play tonight, Wick. Kulkowski to Giddings. Handoff back to Kulkowski.
That's a double dribble.
And here comes Wyatt Wiley back in the game. He started for Oakland. Back to Kulkowski. Right side. Oh, nice pass. Nice pass. Kulkowski gets a cutting. Ethan Travis. The lead's back to 12. Roach, there's a lot of hand checking. Peyton Reed for three. No good. Jackson. Back to Reed. Oh, cross court to O'Hara, wide open. Cut to back to O'Hara. And here's Roach. Left side handoff. Jackson to the lane.
A lot
of contact.
A lot. Frustrated.
Jackson seems to be frustrated. Rightfully so.
Jackson's frustrated.
Kulkowski with the ball for Oakland, 29-12, 12-point lead. Oakland's struggling with the pressure from the Potters, but they're getting lucky there. Smith, long off the glass. O'Hara gets the handoff from Roach. Good pass inside, and there is Big Country from the backside, but he's going to get a little body.
The same guy. He's terrible.
Well, I didn't mean to say body. But he came over and he said on the arm. So
okay.
It definitely wasn't on the arm. But, hey, we'll take two foul shots as big number 45, Jalen Moman, goes to the line for two.
No good.
Long off the rim. .244 to go here, folks. Second quarter, Browning checking in for the Potters. Sure he's going to be for the shooter, as Moman's second one is up and no good. And that's a travel.
That's off.
And my goodness, these guys, can't say it loud, but I can say it on the radio here.
Yes, you can.
Kulkowski dribble drive out to Wiley. Wiley crossover.
They don't know what a hand check is. They don't know what a hand check or a travel is. There's been like 20 travels, and the hand checks are out of control. I don't know what the call is here down on the baseline, but the Potters still trail by 12 with just over 2 minutes in the first half to go.
Bowman got dirty there, got on the floor, and when he slipped for the ball, he did come up with it, but he was out of bounds. So, Oakland, the Big Country, Ethan Travis, they're going to bail him out with a foul? My goodness.
This guy's terrible at both ends of the court. At least he's consistent.
Yeah. two claps for consistency, yeah. Right? So Travis will be at the line for Oak Glen. They're up 12, 2:22 to go. Second quarter misses the first one. Nine fouls all called by that guy.
I bet. I bet. Well, because the other guys haven't called anything.
Travis's second shot up and good. Otters down 13, folks. 2:20 to go. Roach with the ball. Hand off to Jackson. Jackson closely by pulling. Oh, my goodness. Trayshawn, go to the hole. Roach, dribble drive on the floor.
Good official.
Good big jump stop.
Good official right here.
Yeah.
I mean, I like his hands, skills. Affirmative with his calls.
Oh, a hand check one time.
Nice move by Roach. There we go. Good move in the lane. Up and good. 30-19. Potter's down 11. Under 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Big stop here.
O'Hara, maybe the airport will come up with a turnover.
Couple buckets. I like the ball pressure on a couple of these guys because they're not real strong with it.
Pulling to Giddings, and it's no good. Jackson inside with a rebound. Browning gets thrown to the floor by Travis. Roach, right side. They're setting it up.
Coach Connor screaming
to move the ball. Browning, good pick to Reedy. Back to Jackson. Jackson looking to fire.
Take him.
For goodness sake. Oh, man. Good look inside to Browning, but tipped by Giddings. He needs to take a little bit off the pass, and Oakland comes up with a steal with a minute to go here.
A lot of possession time. No result. Potters need another stop.
Wiley, left side, guarded closely by Roach. Good cut inside off of Poling, and that's going to be Potter basketball. Nice pass there by Wiley, just a little too hot off the hands of Poling. Thirty-19, folks. We're under a minute and counting here before halftime. Jackson, hand off to Roach. Roach, dribble drive. Out to Reedy. Reedy, nice move inside. Shorty. I thought he knew. He thought Kolkowski was behind him, and Kolkowski just gave up when he got by him.
It was a great move. 35-6.
Here we go. Kolkowski, Oak Glen, left side. He's going to get a wide-open three, and it is long. Big country all over the boards, and he gets the bucket, 32-19. Roach, hand off to Torma. Torma, back to Roach. Roach, to O'Hara. O'Hara, back to Jackson. Potter's moving around, looking for that shot. Good backdoor cut. Up strong. And it's going to be a jump ball. And it's going to belong to Oak Glen with 1.8 seconds to go.
I feel like we're not finishing strong.
We're not. And I said earlier in one of the timeouts that he had to talk about, when you get to the hoop, finishing strong. The guy, you're not allowed to move on a dead ball. I mean,
1.8, Ethan Travis throws one down from half court. No good. And at the half, the game of runs ends with a run from Oak Glen. Potter's down 13, 32-19. You got something. Say it. Go ahead.
When the Oak Glen was a dead ball, Oak Glen guy took it out of bounds. He took three steps left and right. You're not
right.
Allowed to run the baseline on a dead ball.
Yep.
Spot.
It is a spot. You're right.
I don't know where they got these.
West Virginia. All right, folks. 10-minute timeout. We are going to take a quick break, play a few words from our sponsors, and we will be back to take you through the second half. Wigan will take you through the second half. Hopefully, he won't get ejected tonight. Exciting second half, hopefully. Here we go. There's a word from our sponsors, folks. We will be right back. 32-19, Oak Glen leads the Potters at halftime.
You could
could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda Store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda Store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda Store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Burbick with G. Burbick Farms. For the last 100 years, my family has farmed in Columbiana and Mahoning counties. I began raising cattle in 1996 with the goal of providing a better product for you and your family on the dinner table. Our grass-fed and grain-supplemented Black Angus beef were raised with no hormones, steroids, or antibiotics. We're known for our hometown-friendly service and incredible-tasting products. We're locally owned and have customers across the tri-state area. Our products go from our farm to your family. Stop by our farm on New Buffalo Road or visit us on the web at gburbickfarms.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. G. Burbick Farms, it just tastes better.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
Is that old clunker cramping your style?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to upgrade that old beater for a two-seater? Chime in with Simon. Simon Automotive on Route 14 in Unity is your one-stop shop for a new ride at a great price. We're not your typical dealership. We're dedicated to enhancing every aspect of the customer experience, from your initial visit to long after you've purchased the car of your dreams. We're pleased to offer customers the best vehicles at the best prices. Ask us about our financing options and our 3-month window price guarantee. Call 330-426-CARS. That's
330-4-
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
We are the leaders.
We are here at every school.
In every city. We can make a difference.
At some point, nearly every person in America goes to school. If you want to make a difference, that's a good place to start.
You can reach one of us.
You can reach all of us.
And it all starts right here.
This is the place to make a difference.
With huddles, coach and team Bible studies, and our chaplain program, FCA does make a difference.
We will make a difference.
We are the future.
Every student, every school.
And we will make a difference.
And I guarantee it.
This is the time.
We will make a difference. Let's build our schools together. Building leaders. Leadership with purpose.
Now.
All right, folks, we're back, 2:36 to go here in the halftime. Potters down 32-19. Flickin', what do the Potters got to do, first of all, to chop away this 13-point lead? And what are they got to do to finish the night with a W? It's a big uphill battle against a good rebounding team. Oh, Glenn, mainly Big Country, Ethan Travis. Don't have the stats, but I'm sure he's heading towards 20 rebounds already tonight.
Yeah, he's dominant. Of course, I mean, the one thing, surprisingly, that I would say that the Potters got to do in the second half here, and because I don't say that in too many games, they got to pick up their intensity level. You could hear a pin drop from the Potter five that are on the court, and most times there's not a lot of communication going on. There's just nobody right now that's showing a lot of intensity. So somebody's got to step up and just take the bull by the horns. Show a little bit of leadership quality, whether it be on the defensive end with a little bit of floor slap, pick up the intensity, get a couple steals, get some buckets at the other end, or somebody on the offensive end to say, give me the ball. I'm going to go ahead and get a couple points on my own back here outside of the offense, because they've given us some driving lanes. And Oakland, other than controlling the boards with their size, their outside shots, knock on wood, haven't gone in yet. That's been our best defense right now, is letting them shoot the long shot, missing it, getting the long rebound, because we're not getting the short rebound near the hoop and getting out and going. The only problem is, like we talked at halftime with even with Rob Kelly that stopped down and talked to us, we've made a few moves and actually got to the rim without Big Country being there in the way, and we haven't been able to finish.
Right.
We finished those three or four buckets. You're looking at 6 to 8 points. It's 32-25, 32-27. It's a whole different ballgame. The lead's probably cut in half at that point. Instead, you're looking at 32-19. The Potters, trail the first couple minutes out of the half are going to be the telltale story, whether the Potters are going to get sent home probably with a loss or get themselves back in this game pretty quick. And I think as soon as the Potters get themselves back in this game, maybe get a quick defensive stop, come down a three or a two, get back into the press, get a turnover, get an easy bucket, keep it away from Ethan Travis. Maybe get it. I mean, give the Bears a couple buckets. Maybe 36-30. By the end of the third quarter, you'd only set it being down 13 points. I would say the goal at this point for the Potters, they got 19 through two quarters. Give the Bears no more than 10 points this quarter and try to put up 15 yourself.
Potters are going to have to play intense defense, and the physical nature of their game is going to have to step up for them to go away with a victory here tonight from Oakland. Wiggins going to take you through the second half play-by-play. Here we go.
So we got the same Reed, Roach, Browning, Trayshawn Jackson, and the airport, Brendan O'Hara. Down on the post, Reed will get the inbound from Roach as the Potters are moving from right to left on your screen if we had the live action play-by-play.
At South Range tonight, where South Range is down 36-24 to La Brea.
Oh, boy. The out-of-state team coming in and getting them. Browning with the backside pass to O'Hara. O'Hara to Reed. Reed inside to Browning from O'Hara. The big head fake. He's a little hesitant, but he kicks it into Roach, who made a nice dive, and that's what we got to do. A little misdirection on Browning. As the Potters get a quick bucket, no press, 32-21. Olkowski's going to handle at the top under pressure with O'Hara. Kicks it over to Wiley. Wiley to Smith in the corner. Smith's the one that doesn't have any handles, and he wants to give it up quick to Travis at the top, and they dump it into the post where the size mismatch is there for 24. Marcus Poling, who doesn't put it up, kicks it to Travis for three. Travis misses, but man, there's the intensity. We got a match. He comes clear from the three-point line all the way down the lane and gets his own rebound. Wiley misses the chip shot. O'Hara out in space.
There we go. Strong. He doesn't make it.
He goes up strong against the, and then a frustration foul by O'Hara. O'Hara with the wide.
Browning foul.
Okay. O'Hara with the breakout had the smaller Polkowski, who again kind of conceded the layup, but O'Hara was unable to finish. And it gets them into a foul situation where they have, you know, a little frustration foul on Ethan Travis as he grabs the rebound.
The
Potters,
they did call that on O'Hara. You're right. Yes, they did.
The Potters are going to stay in a one little matchup zone as Trayshawn switches on the backside. Trayshawn's playing, I'm going to switch every pick right now, but he's got Ethan Travis on him. As Wiley holds it up top, Polkowski's going to feed the post. As Wiley wants it in the mismatch, Browning switches back. Jackson up top on Wiley. Smith handles it. He looks to drive, doesn't drive, comes post left side, kicks it to number three. Wiley for the long three. Looks good from here, but it's long. Travis cleans it up, gets away with a travel.
You're
Browning
right.
Gets the loose ball and throws it away. Roach, loose ball, jumps to the ceiling to get it. Dribbles in traffic and loses handle on the ball. And O'Flynn picks up the garbage as the Potters come back a little discombobulated after that. But Jackson gets his hands in the passing lane. O'Flynn coach. He's just as upset as I am about the Potters being out of sorts as O'Flynn's out of sorts. They get the ball, they throw it away. Everybody's in a hurry at the
O'Flynn playing
Lakers.
Very, very physical. And, hey, there was 8 or 9 fouls only between both teams in the first half. So, hey, referees, officials,
go
are
ahead
gonna let
play.
You, they're going to let you play. So we got to get physical, too.
Have to get physical.
They're out hustling us to the rebound. They're out hustling us. Two loose balls. Well, no excuse when the biggest guy on the court shoots a three-pointer from the top of the arc and goes and gets his own rebound post right side. Inexcusable there. The Potters are going to hear about it. It's 32-21.
Oakland will have possession of the ball with 6:06 early third quarter. Plenty of time for the Potters to get back into it. Oakland comes out just as fast and furious as they were, because when they play fast and furious, they're sloppy, in my opinion. And Polkowski's kind of the one that you want to just, hey, maybe just let him go a little out of control and make a turnover on
Polkowski,
his own.
One of the true ball handlers that Oakland has. He has a great first step, and there it was.
There he is
there
again.
Can't finish.
The tip from Reed to Roach. Roach to Jackson. Jackson pushing it on the right side. Dribble kicks to the corner. O'Hara. O'Hara passes up the three, skips it to Roach, who gets it to Browning in the lane. Browning, nothing doing. Jackson, right side, into Browning. Browning looks to go up, hesitant again because of the presence of Polkowski. Kicks it to Reed, Travis, O'Hara for three. It's going to be short. Browning was trying to box out Ethan Travis, but the shot came up so short.
Wow, I thought that was going to be on Travis.
It would have been had the shot actually got to the rim.
Yeah.
It came up so short, Browning was the one out of position. So O'Hara comes up short on the shot. Browning picks up the foul.
Is Travis the second best ball handler on the Oakland team?
Yeah. Yeah, Kolkowski can handle it, but he can't finish at all. Smith doesn't want anything of it. Wiley doesn't handle the ball very well at all. So, yeah, absolutely. I would say a little reach there by Woodyard as we were getting caught up and who the ball handlers were. The Oakland coach wants to work inside, outside, outside, in. But with Travis, I just get him the ball and work outside in. I disagree. I'd get him the ball and let him work some magic. There it is. Woodyard Jackson with the travel. Pass. There's a travel. He gets away with it. No travel. The punter's come back. Coach Conley doesn't understand how there's no call. Trayshawn off the dribble and rhythm. Thinks the two-pointer to make it 34-23. The Potters still trail by 11. It feels like 100, but it's only 11. 4:53, the Potters.
15 days of shooting for Jackson. He looks to be.
Kolkowski dishes it to Smith. Smith underneath to Colin. Colin lays it in for two. Reed quickly into Jackson. Jackson out to O'Hara. O'Hara on the sprint out. Again goes up. No call. And we don't finish. And out on the sprint is Sean Smith, and he is going to, Reed was going to take a charge. Instead, Smith pulls up with the short two-pointer. And the difference right now is O'Glenn's finishing at the hoop, and the Potters are not. Jackson with a quick three, and that's no good. Wiley will track it down, and he'll get out and going quick to Poling. Poling is going to go up against Reed, and, of course, they call the foul now. Just saying, it was a travel down here. Mystery travels and just having a little fun with him, letting them know that he missed a travel down there. Torma's going to come in, I'm going to assume, four. Who picked up the foul?
Peyton Reed.
Reedy, that's going to be Reedy.
Third.
If you can take a peek at that scorebook, maybe you can see. Torma's going to check in for Reedy. So, Hera, Torma, Woodyard, Roach, and Jackson.
That's Reedy's first.
That's one?
Reedy's first. Coach finally didn't like something there, I'm sure.
I thought he got called down here when he tried to take a charge. No call. So the free throw's long. Roach grabs it. He's running out right in front of us. Hard dribble drive in the middle. I mean, all kinds of contact, but he finishes it anyway.
Nice job by Roach.
That's a good finish for Roach going up in the lane. 39-25, quickly ahead to the other end of the court. Woodyard. Oh, I thought Woodyard. Not that guy again. He don't like block shots.
No, he does not.
Listen.
That's going to be Woodyard's third, second.
He has an issue with block shots.
He does.
Travis has blocked three. We've blocked three. He's called six fouls. It washes, but it's six block shots. You're taken away from the stat book. He's old school.
Kidding's
first free throw is up and good. 4 minutes even, third quarter, 40-25 Bears. The Potters need a little spark. They're going to get it.
He was mad at us, by the way.
Which one?
Kenner.
Why?
We didn't know his name that one time.
What did I call him?
Ethan Kidder.
Dylan the
Dylan
kicker.
Kidder. Yeah, Dylan
Dylan
Kidder.
Was the kicker last year. It's an honest mistake.
Travis. That's
Travis.
That's our big country.
Yeah.
Travis Kidder.
Yeah. Yeah, so
he's
so Travis Kidder.
He's, you know what? We don't even have a jersey that
hey, listen, but I'm telling you, he has a very high basketball IQ. I'm not kidding you. When I watched him in the first prime time, I didn't even know his name. I said, who is that guy? Because he knows the entire offense. He's in the right place at the right time because he knows the right place to be, and he's going to play with some enthusiasm. Maybe as quickly as I say that, Trayshawn Jackson picks up the foul. It's 41-25 Bears, 3:43, third quarter.
Hitter being very, very aggressive already prior to the ball inbounding. Officials are
right.
Hey, easy now. But here we go. Smith. Oh.
Oh, oh man. Conley.
Elbow to the face.
He's taking a technical. I'll give you 5-1 odds.
Elbow to the face.
5-1 odds is too good. RT came out.
Yep. What's Rob Kelly got to say here? We got a text from the fans of the stands.
Well, no, live on the sweet line.
Elbow to the face.
Trayshawn Jackson took a little elbow to the face. The free throw is
Kidder.
No good. Kidder grabs the rebound quickly to Torma, who snuck in the game on me. I missed that substitution
for Trayshawn.
Roach up top. To Reedy. Reedy to Torma. Torma looks to drive baseline. Kicks at the Kidder. Kidder with a 3-foot pull-up. In and out. No good. It looked good. The offense just ran perfect there. We just missed again.
Little bunnies. The bunnies are killing
the paint. So there's a kick to three, Wiley. Wiley works it to Smith, and the Bears are going to be content to run a little clock here.
Good defensive pressure by Roach on
O'Hara
on
with
Smith.
Heavy pressure, and there's a kick back to Woolley. Woolley.
Oh, Woolley.
Poling, Poling. A lot of contact inside. Kidder bellying him up. There's a shot from the corner. O'Hara swoops in, grabs the rebound. That was Giddings and Kidder going out at the corner. Roach is going to handle it. He kicks it to Torma. Torma passes up on the three. Back to Roach to O'Hara. O'Hara dribble into the elbow area. Roach penetration. I mean, all kinds of contact.
Yeah, they got that call, though. And the Potter fans are very happy about that.
It's about the and every time they drive in, they're getting bellied up. Usually with two elbows or two hand checks, one or the other, and so far there's not been a whole lot of calls. South Range back in the game, 41-40 to LeBray up north, coming in on the tweet line, so that game tightens up a lot. O'Hara catches it, Travis bellies him up, Roach in the corner from the pass to Torma, with the Kidder to Torma. A two-man game going on. Torma looks like he's going to pull up. He kicks it to Kidder. Kidder goes hard to the hoop. Reedy gets hammered as he goes up for the second shot. The shot got blocked by Kidder as Kidder was going to the hoop, and the crowd was about to come unglued because Kidder was going to get in the box score. They called a foul on 42, Alex Cobb, who actually I thought it was O'Hara that he fouled. It was Reedy, who was no surprise, following up the missed shot, and he gets the rebound. He's going to hopefully convert on two free throws here.
Short,
wrong. The first one's up, and it's a little short.
Potter fans uneasy at the foul count, which they say referees don't look, but 7-2.
Yeah.
Oakland picks up their second foul of the third quarter, and it's the back-to-back and in and out for Reedy on the foul.
Oh, Reedy almost came up about that pass. Reedy with some heavy in-your-face pressure, and he's going to... They're going to call him for a little bit of a block,
and we are... Not even to the fourth quarter yet, and Oakland is going to the line for 1-1. They're getting at the line.
Yep. Coach Comer,
not happy.
Less than happy. You never know what you're going to get when you go on the road. You never know who's going to come to the gym. But especially when you cross state lines, you get some new types of officials, and they're letting them be very physical at one end, not physical at the other, in my opinion. But again, that's just my opinion. It does match up with Coach Conley's. But Roach, Reed, and O'Hara, whenever they penetrate, it's all physical contact, and there's no call. I mean, you can't ride them.
Checking. Oh, the foul!
Oh, foul, my God.
Gracious. Tons of hand checking going on here, and they're going to get 42.
It's a 43-25 football game because it is it's the most physical basketball game I've ever watched. He fouled him six times on the drive, and they finally called it on the shot, which wasn't actually the shot. They called the wrong foul, Coach. That's all.
Roach, first foul shot.
The big guys always...
up empty.
Even at the eighth grade level, I was telling the big guys, the big guys always get... They get in trouble. I was going to use a different term because the guards always foul, and then the big guy gets called for the foul.
Potter's come out
and
to
it's
press
frustrating.
Here.
They're looking to break the press, and they want to get the ball to the middle. There it is,
Polkowski.
I can forget that name. Polkowski kicks it over to Poling. Poling to Polkowski. Back to Giddings. Giddings to Travis. It's off of Travis's foot. It'll be Potter ball. Quick hands by, was it Torma or Reedy there, got their hand in real quick. I'm not sure who it was, but caused the turnover. 43-26 Potters looking to mount some sort of momentum here in the third quarter as there's only 1:39 left. There's been no threat at this point. Reed dribbles, looks over the court, kicks it to Woodyard. Woodyard with a quick head fake back to Reed. Reed doesn't pull the trigger on three, instead goes baseline.
Going to be a foul there.
Kicks it to Torma and
should be on Staub.
Instead of Torma post.
Damn. He pulled the microphone out.
Anyway, instead of Torma pulling the three, He dribble drives, and the foul gets called.
41-40, LeBray actually got called on the pass. South Range took the lead, 40-39. LeBray hits a two to make it 41-40. Roach skies up for the ball, and that's a reach. Roach loses the ball out of bounds. It'll maintain putter ball as the Golden Bears. There's the inbound pass to O'Hara. The backdoor
Torma.
Reed streaks up top. Once the three wasn't quite ready to pull the trigger to Woodyard to Reed. Reed to Torma, left side, right in front of the putter bench. Direct in traffic. He's going to play two-man with Roach. Kicked it to Roach. Roach does pull the rainbow three. It's going to come up short. Reed can't control the rebound. Gathered by Giddings. Giddings to Kolkowski. Let him go. He has a walking turnover if you let him get in the lane. He kicks it to three. Wiley, no threat from the outside. Smith will put it up, but he doesn't want to dribble too much. As Reed gives him some heavy pressure, they're going to look to get it inside to Travis. But Travis is on the opposite side of the court. Kolkowski works on O'Hara. The airport blankets. Oakland will be content to run clock. As Smith stumbles, there's the roll. Here's the kick to Kolkowski. We'll take that all night long because the only one he made was the one he banked. But Oakland, unfortunately cleans up the rebound. And the Potters slap it out of bounds with 29.96. Bucks scoreboard's been stuck on 43-26. Oak Glen.
17-point Oak Glen lead. 29 seconds to go. All Oak Glen here.
So the Potters lost a little bit of ground in this quarter. Look to just have a good defensive stop and at best get a run out and maybe a bucket at the other end. Smith dribbles into the paint. A lot of contact, no call. Smith goes over the top of Reedy, tips it out to Kolkowski. He travels, goes in, puts it up. It's good again, no call. The Potters come the other way, 45-26. Into the lane, O'Hara looks to shoot, kicks it to Torma. Torma fires one up from way downtown, and he uses his good friend, the backboard, to get a break, and it goes in. Oakland with a heave at the other end. It looked good from my angle, but it comes up short. 45-29. The Potters still trail by 16 points. 8 minutes to go.
Jackson and Browning will check in to start the fourth quarter. Cut to 16. We're going to have to get hot from the outside to make a run at this here for sure.
He's only made one or two threes, I believe.
Yep, Jackson had one. Torma just banked one in. And Reedy hit one in the first quarter. That's our three three-pointers for the night. And Otters held to 29 points here through three quarters.
They can threaten that in one quarter sometime.
Yep.
Again, the big layoff may help. May not have help. And on top of the layoff, I know the Potters really don't love physical play. And they're getting physical play tonight. Oakland came to play a physical style of basketball. Whether it be up in your face with two hands checking, or when you get in the lane bellying you up.
Well,
and then we've got a good
Coach Everly for Oakland. He's been around for a long time. I'm sure I know he scouted us at Indian Creek. I know he was at the Rocky River game. Listen, play us physical. Play us man-to-man.
Man-to-man and physical.
Yep.
But, man, I'll tell you what. That's when the young Potters, and remember, the Potters, heavy sophomore class, one junior, one senior. When you're a senior, I'm not being a shooter from the outside. Now, my shooters probably had a different outlook on life. If there's a jump ball, if there was a scrum, shooters love the zone. I love man-to-man.
Yeah.
And that's what I believe some of our Potters, Trayshawn, Reedy, O'Hara, even Roach, when he's a senior, or the second half of this year, not writing this year off, but next year, man, when you got a guy one-on-one, you know where you're going. Beat him. Go ahead and beat him off the dribble. I'll teach you how to beat him. Just let me come up and show you a little bit. But the Potters are going to work it around the outside of the arc here and look to get back in this game. Roach to Browning. Browning doesn't pull up from the elbow. He takes it in. He kicks it back out to O'Hara. O'Hara passes the three. Reed does not pass the three, but it comes up short again, and Travis just goes window shopping again for about a 26th rebound. And they're going to give that shot to Wiley, and he wisely doesn't take it as he kicks it out to Kolkowski, who fumbles and stumbles and bumbles with the basketball up top as the airport blankets him. Trayshawn Jackson on the right side right here. Smith, pressure, Roach, rounding in the middle of the 1-3-1 zone, excuse me. Oakland's going to work it around and be content to work the clock and then pump up a long three, and that three is good.
Riley
Wyatt Wiley, and that's probably a shot that the Potters are normally okay with. Rounding kick to Reed at the other end. Reed hard into the lane with a hard slap. We'll send Reedy to the line for two. Reedy's the lone man tonight who aggressively taking the ball to the hole. He's a hard hat winner in my book so far because you got to show some gumption in a game like this. I don't care whether you got to get up in someone's face a little bit, but you got to find your way into the lane and get a little contact and earn 2 points here at the free throw line. I mean, that's just the old-fashioned way. The clock stopped. You're making 2 points. You drew a foul on the opposition. Got to show a little backbone here. Stand up and get it in the lane. I want to see Trayshawn. I know he can take that guy off the dribble. Go ahead and get him inside. Browning's fighting for the rebound. Browning takes a shot to the face.
Oh, man.
6:30. Clock rolling, 48:30.
Well, he's checking Browning. I'm surprised that official didn't call a foul on that because he's seen it happen.
Yeah.
But timeout there for Chick Browning. And his fat. He's going to have a fat lip tomorrow.
O'Hara, heavy pressure on Kolkowski again. He can handle the ball quickly, but other than being fast with it, that's about it. He kicked it to Wiley. Wiley's going to pump up another long three. And Big Country controls the rebound.
Rebound.
And in there's Giddings. Giddings takes 18 steps. Shoots a hook shot and misses it. Reedy kicks it to Roach. Roach down to the other end of the court quickly. A lot of contact. No call. They're actually going to, I thought it went off of maybe Roach's leg, but they're gonna leave it at that end. Jackson will inbound baseline. 6:06, 48:30, Bears.
Jalen Bowman into the game for Browning.
Reed up top again. The only guy that's willing to go to the hoop, he goes to the hoop again. Doesn't get rewarded with a kind roll at the unfriendly confines of the Bear Den.
Travis doing a great job for Oakland getting possession.
Yeah, he changes a lot of shots at the other end. Roach goes for the steal. Kolkowski handles it to Smith. Smith posts left side. Runs a little bit of clock. The Potters stay in the zone. Smith goes hard into the lane. Moman's going to stand there.
Foul's going to be on Jalen Moman, his second, team ninth. 48-30, Oak Glen, 5:41 to go. Sean Smith at the line. Four, 1-1. Up and good, first shot. Torma will check in for Peyton Reed.
Smith will shoot the second shot of two. And it's up and it's good. Moment will inbound to Roach. Roach will dribble up the right side. The Potters are spread out. There it is to Torma. Torma kicks it to Jackson. Jackson with a wide open three.
And he got it.
Finally goes. Let's come back around a little bit more to that action in the last 5 minutes or so. Smith controls the ball just across half court. Roach. I mean, if I'm Coach Conley, I'm attacking Smith when he's got the ball. Because if anybody's got the weaker handles, it's him. He really doesn't want to go left. There's a turnover. Jackson's going to go out. Old man basketball. I would have bet my mortgage that Trayshawn Jackson was going to give him the head fake there. Because Trayshawn Jackson,
smart basketball player.
He doesn't usually jump. And I have a little fun with him on that. Because he just gives a little head and shoulder fake. Smith goes back and wanted to block that shot. So they're not gonna let Jackson shoot.
Just getting taped up. I think he came down on his elbow.
Oh.
And he actually looks like he might have split his elbow open. And so he's gonna get some tape from our trainer D. And
don't save it too tight.
Yeah, he's got to still stroke that foul shot, right? Down 17 with 5:08 to go. Miracles do happen.
We need it.
Post-holiday miracle. Polling is empty. Scores table right in front of us to check in to the Oak Glen Bears lineup. I do like Oak Glen Bears uniforms with the Jumpman logo on there. Poling will check in for Jarrett Giddings.
Giddings, who checks out, is a spitting image of Finch from American Pie.
He is, too.
Spitting image.
Yeah.
The second free throw, kind roll off the front of the iron. 50-35, Potters. Smith under pressure. Here's who's going to give us the turnover. There it is.
Rody. Nice job by
Rody. Pushes it hard right back to Smith to Torma. Torma for three. No good. O'Hara with the easy. Oh, what happened? O'Hara got the rebound, went up for the shot. I got blocked out by the official, but
sure
the shot came up short. I didn't think anybody was there to block it. Smith again.
Could have been an offensive foul there, but it's going to be called on Roach, and O'Glenn will be in the two-shot bonus, Wigan, 50-35, and Sean Smith.
Got to make Sean
head to the line.
Got to make Sean Smith dribble left. He has no left hand. They keep letting him go right. Polkowski, let him go wherever. He's quick off the dribble. Just let him get in the lane. He usually makes the
yeah.
bad decision. But we got to get the ball back one way or the other.
I tell you what, if Polkowski
don't try to get it on the steal,
finish,
yeah.
he'd be electric. He'd be like you, Wigan. He'd be a lot like you. Because his first step is super
his
quick.
His first step is super quick. He got a long way to go.
He's a senior.
Is he?
Yep. Jackson way downtown.
Yeah, that's way downtown. That was one of my infamous bottoms up from way downtown bang. Smith hard into the lane, but it's all right hand, and he doesn't finish. Stop letting him dribble with his right hand. Jackson's going to look to get a three off again. Here it goes. Oh, he didn't pull the trigger. He did pull the trigger. Oh!
Trigger trade!
Now!
Potter 5-11.
The Potter face wore up. The Potter fans are making some noise on the road. Polkowski, he'll turn
another
it over.
Another steal by Torma.
You got to let Polkowski handle the ball. Oh, there's the foul. Polkowski, if you let Polkowski dribble, he's a turnover waiting to happen. So that's the best game plan. The worst game plan is to get the ball to Ethan Travis because he is the leader of this team, and he's going to settle down the troops with 4 minutes to go. He's the leader of the troops. He's trying to settle him down. It's hard sometimes for the big man to settle him down because he doesn't have the ball all the time. The guards have it. They're running around.
Right.
He's trying to just settle everybody down. But it's 52-41, and it looks like Jackson's going to shoot a 1-1, and he rattles one home. Touches all sides of the iron. 52-42. You can feel the tension.
Win or lose here today, Wigan. Do we make Trayshawn Papas right O up from here on out is the question.
He didn't get his shot off in the first half, and it was frustrating me as much as it was you. And it's 52-43 with 4 minutes to go. Here's a long pass to none other than Travis. That's a travel. They don't call it. That's over the back. On Marcus Poling.
Oh, and a technical.
Yeah.
Going to be called on the Oakland Bears.
Poling. So Travis, here's the irony of this whole thing. Travis with 2 feet. He skis about this far. I know you can't see it on TV, but he skied about 18 inches with
yeah.
both feet.
I cannot believe they didn't call
they
travel
didn't
on
call
that.
The travel. So then I don't know who was following up the shot, but then Marcus Poling trying to get the rebound. Scoreboard says 10. So the Potters will shoot a 1-1. They were trying to figure out if it was a double bonus or not.
Well, here's my question. There was 8 fouls.
Yeah.
We got the foul on Poling on the push on
yeah.
the rebound, right? That's 9. And we have the technical foul. Correct?
Yeah.
We got the technical foul. That makes 10.
Sure.
Maybe it doesn't.
The technical foul doesn't count as a team foul, possibly. Something we'll have to find out. Trayshawn misses one, makes the second.
We ended. We started the fourth quarter down 18 points.
Trayshawn's looking to cut it to 7. And then Oakland's going to call a timeout.
And
Oakland timeout. Folks, we're going to take our last break, and we're going to take you through the final 3 minutes and 56 seconds. Otters have cut it to seven.
That got real interesting.
Here we go.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance, and the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
I love Honda.
So the Potters are back in action, 52-45. Exciting fourth quarter.
I mean, there's been a lot of action. Just in the, you know, 4 minutes of the first 4 minutes, Oakland looked like they got a little complacent.
Their guards did start turning over the ball. They took a couple bad shots.
We talked about the nerves of Oakland playing in Liverpool.
Travis has only touched the ball once this quarter. It looks here like they're going to throw it in a moment. Moment back to Torma. Torma's going to kick it to Roach, who wasn't watching because they're going to want to get a three-pointer off a set play. And there it was with a little shimmy and a little shake. To Torma. Torma goes baseline, kicks it to Moman. Moman, oh, goes up and touches. Wiley thought he got a block. Wiley turns to the official. The coaches are worried they're going to get another technical. Bowman's going to shoot two. Come on, Bowman. Cash in these two free throws for us right here. There's up there.
Oh, off the back of the iron. Looks good from here.
Maybe need to down the line. Get Woodyard back in some action. Rounding back in some action. There's a second free throw by Bowman is up, and it looked good, and it's not good. Roach is trying to get the rebound.
Oh,
trying
to pass. Didn't
do it. Travis is going to get it to Kolkowski, and if they're smart,
they're going to settle face down.
They push him left, though. That kid doesn't settle down, I'm telling you. He probably doesn't sleep, Kolkowski. When he goes home, he dribbles all around his house. He's wild, I guarantee it. And I would just let him penetrate right here if I was Torma and let him make a decision. And there it is, and the decision is to give it to Smith, who I know Smith doesn't want anything to do with handling the ball, so he just kicks it over to 24. Poling kicks it to Giddings. Giddings will pump up a three, and it's no good. Roach controls the rebound. He's out, and he kicks it to Torma. Torma controls it, gives it to O'Hara. Give me it one time. It's long off the backside. Giddings travels.
No, he's out of bounds. Giddings out of bounds.
So he walked out of bounds.
He did walk out of bounds. You're right.
How he got out of bounds was he walked out of bounds.
Well, Potter's going to have a set play here, so they're on a timeout.
Well, they ran a set play the last time. The play was Torma to run a little handoff to Jackson. Jackson gave a little head fake and then drove instead of shooting the three. O'Hara with a wide open three there just doesn't get it to go. So it's 52-45. Bears, Potter ball under their own hoop. Both teams are in the double bonus. Music playing. The student section is rocking.
Exciting game.
A little different setting when you come to the Oakland Gym because you have the student section. You shoot all year, usually at hoops with a wall behind them. Here you have people. Adds a little different variable to the game. I always remember that when we came over to Oakland, the old Beaver Local Gym had a stage behind the hoop. Salem had a space behind their hoop. Oakland comes out of a timeout fired up. Maybe a little overzealous. We'll see. Rayshon Jackson will inbound with Roach. O'Hara. Browning checks back into the game. Torma stays in the game. Roach takes the ball. Inbound. Up top. Kicks it to Jackson, who's under heavy pressure. Looks to get the three. Dribble drive in. Browning with a
travel. Yep, definitely a travel.
Browning with a travel.
That's the presence of Ethan Travis. I mean,
you just got to go up.
Got to go up. You can't think about it, right?
Got to get your shot blocked.
Make your move and go up hard.
It's basketball. Your shot's going to get blocked. They're going to inbound to Kolkowski. Nope, they're going to inbound to Smith.
That's good for the Potters. Let him go left because he can't. And there he is. He runs into the trap. He throws across the path.
Almost.
It almost gets picked off. Oh, Polkowski. I thought he would shoot that.
I'm gonna fire.
He did not fire that one up. He brings it back out. I think that's because Coach Everly was right in front of him and said no. Right there, Roach. Roach should have took a charge.
He should have took a charge.
Roach could have took a charge there. Instead,
if he sets up there, he gets the charge. Yeah.
I was getting ready to call the charge, and at the last minute, he just wanted to go up and block that shot.
Wanted to go and block the shot. 2:28 to go, fourth quarter. Potter's down 7, 52-45.
Poling tightens up, leaves his first free throw short. His body language tells me box out because this one has no chance of going in. He's frustrated that first free throw didn't go in, and there it is. It's up. It's long. No chance. I would have bet on it. 50% odds. I would have taken it.
LeBray.
8-1.
LeBray knocks off South Range tonight.
Rayshon Jackson, 2-man game with moments. Sets the three. There it is. It's up, and it's off the iron. No good. Travis cleans the glass again. So that's two big threes. There's a travel, but no call. They haven't called a travel all night. Finch dribbles across half court, kicks it into the lane. Smith, there's a timeout before Smith can go up.
Ooh, Smith made the bucket, too. Wait, you're going to get us kicked out of here.
They've traveled all night. They traveled more in this game than we did to get here.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's 52-45 still. I feel like it's been this score for the last six possessions. So the Potters have come down twice, three times. Same score, 3-3s, none go.
Right.
Still 52-45 Potters.
And then the travel by Browning on top of that.
Travel by Browning.
Yeah, that's the third possession.
That's the third possession. Two missed threes. Two pretty good-looking threes, too. That's one that you may expect Jackson to pour in, and he doesn't. Oakland is going to control the ball. What happened? Off the timeout. It'll be a dead ball. And my man who's running the camera over there, he agrees with me. He's in the stands, so he can argue that call. Who is that on our camera up there? Huh?
All right. They're going to inbound right in front of us. Polling. Well, inbound for Oakland. There we go.
Coach Conley, is he?
Yeah, they caught a kick with it off his knee.
Looked like a throw off the knee instead of a kick. Forma is going to come up. Heavy pressure on Polkowski. Polkowski kicks it to Smith. This is who I pressure right here because he's not put under pressure. Giddings hasn't done anything in the second half either except dribble in and kick it to Travis.
Oh!
Travis gets his shot blocked.
Ow!
Woo!
I mean,
That's as clean of a block as you can get.
You're going to have to switch your insurance.
I think they have those swim shirts on underneath or something. It's amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
I tried to behave. You got me all mad at them now. My wife even yelling from the tweeting from the stands.
You caught them open.
Those refs are so bad.
52-45, folks. Minute 45. Travis's first foul shot off the O'Hara foul. Up and no good. And here comes the second. Titter into the game. 4-0 Glenn. It's good.
So 53-45, 145. The Potters desperately need a bucket right here. Trayshawn Jackson will look to be the one that does that. As he controls it at the top of the key, he dribble drives. Travis comes out hard on Jackson. Jackson kicks it to Torma. Torma to Roach. Roach passes on the three. Torma passes on the three. Dribble drives to Titter. Titter with a three-foot jump shot goes up. It's no good. And...
yeah, big country.
Big country controls the rebound. 1:10. The Potters need heavy pressure and a turnover. I'd go ahead and maybe send one of these guys to the free throw line because they haven't shot very well, particularly Smith. Smith dribbles into the corner, kicks it to Giddings. Giddings back to Smith. Smith doesn't have a left hand, so make him go to the left hand. And there he gets into the lane, goes up, and that one's going to drop.
And that's going to be the bucket that kills him. There,
right there, 55-45. Jackson to Torma. Torma with a head fake, should have went up. Smith would have fouled him. Instead, he throws it away. Jackson's going to get out on Poling. Poling's going to go up with a left hand, and that's going to be the ball game right there, 57-45. Coach will control for the last 35-6. Jackson's going to go ahead and pump up a long three-pointer, and it's
wow,
nothing. Listen, when he gets a shot off, it is just deadly, and Coach Everly was yelling, double, 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 because really, other than Reedy getting into the lane and Jackson shooting from way downtown bank, that's been pretty much the Potter offense. It's 57-48 with only 30. I think the Potters are going to run out just a little short on time in their Italian comeback. But what this will do, Coach Fonda can take away from this, is heavy momentum going into our next game, which is?
Who knows?
I don't even know.
The schedule's going to be so messed up with all the cancellations. I know
the following week, the 28th, 29th,
area,
we got a bunch plus together.
Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. I mean, it's crazy.
Because our 8th grade team has only played like 2 games in 20 days as well. So they're going to be all crammed in. Next week they have 3 or 4 games in 6 days. Trying to get this in before tournament time.
I tell you what, though. If, you know, a good takeaway for the Potters is the aggression and the intensity that they've had in this second half. It's got to carry over the rest of the season.
Has to. If they play with that, they're better than most people on paper. And I know that they're better than the Bears on the court. That just didn't come out. It didn't come out to play first half. They were a little shell shocked. They had some cobwebs. I think they'll get them at home. They'll get the Bears at home because I don't think the Ohio officials let them play as physically.
Right.
I mean, I just...
Jackson and Moman at the scorer's table to check back in, 57-48.
Coach Everly having a huddle. Torma in the huddle was with him.
Told Torma to fire it up.
Everly told him to go ahead and fire one up.
Well, there's one guy they don't want to shoot the ball in the court, and that's Trigger Stray.
I mean, if they didn't foul him in the first half to get the shot off, they're going to foul him this time not to get the shot off. But Trey comes up down 10, and he may just shoot it from the logo. He's going to dribble drive left. He goes up. He doesn't get the call. He had Travis up in the air. Conley's doing a dance because he wanted some sort of call. Travis with the reach. Roach with the three. It comes up short. O'Hara with the rebound. O'Hara with another missed layup. O'Hara's got to get this game out of his mind because he had a tough ball game tonight. Oh, my God. Okay. The 24 fouls out with 5.
The technical.
Fouls.
The technical gives him the 5th one.
Yep. That's Poling.
Alex Staub will check into the game.
Staub.
Folks, 3.3 seconds left. All a formality from here on out, 58-48. Peyton Reed will go to the line for the Potters to shoot 2 shots. Coach Conley giving the official of few words. You
old,
can be, yeah.
Old coach would have punted the ball into the stands. Remember that?
I do remember that. I do remember that. That was great. That was great.
He definitely isn't happy with the way the call. It ended up 10-10 on the scoreboard, but like he was just spending his frustration. I wanted those calls in the first half. You're giving them to me now when the game's out of hand just to make the scoreboard look a little more even. But I wanted those calls. I wanted those calls in the first half, and they didn't get it.
I'll let you do a summary here. I'm going to get a few stats.
Well, I don't have any stats to give the summary, but it's an eight-point victory for the Bears. So the Potters will go out, look to get back in the rhythm after a long layoff in a 2-week practice session against none other than themselves. They come to Oakland. They don't get the benefit of the doubt. As far as the officiating goes, the fans are less than happy. The Potters on paper are a better team. They'll get them over at their place. I don't think the physicalness carries over to the other side of the river. So we'll look for the rematch. And you can give us some stats as we'll wrap it up as far as that aspect goes.
Well, for the Potters tonight, leading scorer was Trayshawn Jackson with 23. Dave Roach had 8, as well as Peyton Reed had 8 points as well. For O'Glenn, we don't know the rebounding stats, but I'm telling you right now, Big Country
had a lot.
Had 25 plus rebounds tonight. Very dominant performance by the junior big man here in the standout wide receiver from O'Glenn. And he had 15 points, which is his average for the year. So big game out of him tonight. They don't win this game without
him. He didn't touch the ball in the fourth quarter.
No, he did not, which he should have.
And we got back in the game.
Back in the game. So
that'll be a takeaway.
Wigan giving some young O'Glenn fans a hard time here.
They started it with me. Some baseball guys. But anyway, when the Potters, the takeaway when they come over to, so that'll be the game plan Coach Conley will look into when the Bears come over to the field house in the second meeting of the season is to, if it wasn't tonight or if it was, it just didn't go right, is to take Travis out of the game because the guards didn't impress me shooting wise. They didn't really impress me.
No.
Everything was at the hoop, pretty much.
Yeah, I like Kolkowski, and just because of his first step and
very quick.
Yeah, but and then Big Country. So you know you can take Big Country out of the game. It's a different ballgame. And I'll be honest with you too. We talked about it all game. You know, we got to make the easy shot.
Yeah, we miss a
lot. And I understand that the presence of Travis inside is a huge deal.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you
got to take it.
You can't change your game. You got to take it to him. So, Potters fall short tonight. Valiant effort here on a comeback, 58-50. Not sure when we're back in action.
Don't know.
Check YSNLive.com/East Liverpool for updates. The big game in the state tonight, South Range. They dropped their first game to La Brea, 52-48. Had to be an exciting game there as well. So, great job tonight by O'Glenn. Potters, good second half. Hopefully, we keep that intensity.
Yeah, they got to come out with that same second half intensity.
Yeah,
that's the other takeaway from tonight.
Folks, we are out of here. Have a good night.
You have